This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Harland Williams is a comedian, and you're going to find him very entertaining, I think, coming right up. But first, Ariana Grande, the singer, may be charged for licking a donut in Lake Elsinore, California, July 4th. The singer was caught on video licking the donut and saying, "I hate America." The owner of the donut shop said he pressed charges for deliberate food tampering, and he adds, "And then when I was reading the newspapers, it said my name, so I decided not to, and I don't know where that came from." The owner says even if Grande apologized directly to him for licking the donuts, something she has not addressed in either of her two apologies, he would still not drop charges against her. His bakery was demoted to a P health rating after the Grande incident. Buckle up and let's talk to crazy Canadian comedian Harland Williams.
Okay.
How's your day going so far?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I woke up and my cleaning lady was hitting me in the head with a broom, so that's a good start.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
She didn't realize you were lying in bed?
But she did, and that's what hurts. That's what makes it hurt the most, is that she just beat the crap out of me.
Now,
but, you know, she's got to clean up, and I guess that includes me.
Wowee, I don't know what you're paying her, but I guess it's not enough.
I don't know. She's really weird. She's got a beard and stuff. I don't know. Maybe I hired the wrong person.
I was going to say, if that was from Craigslist, that's a warning right there.
Have you ever ordered anything off Craigslist?
No, I only see the people that did order stuff always end up on Judge Judy.
That's right. There seems to be a shady element to that thing. Yeah, I've never gone there either, but...
So yep. what is your day made up of? Because I know you got so many projects going on between, you know, radio and TV and movies and everything else and stand-up, of course.
Yeah. Well, I usually wake up and get into my emails and stuff, get those out of the way.
Well, first you have to apply ice to your head after the broom smacking.
Yeah, I gotta clean myself up after the beating from my bearded cleaning lady, David. And then I usually get to laying down a couple of podcasts. I do a podcast called The Harland Highway, and that's available at iTunes and harlandwilliams.com. And then I'll usually head over to the gym and try and get myself in shape, and then come home and start doing my business calls and emails and any writing that I need to do. And maybe I'll go out and do some gardening.
Maybe. Oh, come on. You're doing gardening?
Yeah, I love gardening. Yeah, it's good for the soul, man.
What kind of things do you have in your garden?
Well, I got cactus. I got trees with oranges and tangerines and pomegranates. I got bushes to trim.
Wowee. And now where is this, out in California?
In Cali, yeah.
Well, you know they say about cactus, just look on the internet and every time it rains in Phoenix, water it. Yeah, that's true.
Wow, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Well, yeah, you know, that's when it would have gotten rain if it was in, you know, Phoenix, Arizona or whatever.
Where they abducted it? Are you trying to make me feel guilty? Thanks.
You probably got it on Craigslist.
I've got abducted Craigslist cactus in my garden. Great.
No wonder the cleaning lady's hitting you with a broom.
And then to round my day out, I do a round of skipping. I like to skip through the neighborhood and just wave at my neighbors, and I whistle while I skip.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's great aerobics. It's a great way to stay connected to the neighbors. For some reason, the dogs they have seem to bark and attack me, but I need to get my skip in. Some people power walk. Some people jog. I'll prance and skip and whistle.
Well, I bet you they're impressed that you can do both at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I bought a manual on Craigslist on how to skip.
Skip and whistle. Plus, they're checking the internet to see if you're like a registered offender of some sort.
Look, just because a full-grown man skips and frances and whistles does not mean he's an offender. Please.
All right.
That stigma's not fair.
All right, I'm looking for you on Judge Judy coming up. You got to be on one of the episodes, I'm sure.
Does Judge Judy give the electric chair, by the way? Because I think I might be the first.
Yeah, you get the death penalty, the first ever on Judge Judy.
Wouldn't that be something if Judge Judy just handed out death sentences to people who were in there for a $300 rent evasion ticket?
You, sir, you are going to the death chair. You're done, okay? Fry him. Fry him.
Sorry.
No, no, I get, no, that was Judge Judy. That was pretty good.
I got impassioned there. When people get fried, I get impassioned. By the way, coincidentally, I just watched The Green Mile last night, wrapped in a John Deere blanket, which is interesting. I don't know why. Maybe because it's green. You know, the blanket's greenish.
Gotcha.
But that's what I do. I have my friends over. I had about five guys over the other weekend. We sat and watched Kevin Costner's Dragonfly on Blu-ray. Just fun stuff.
With all the stuff on Blu-ray, that was your choice?
Yeah, and Curly Sue. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we did a double Curly's, and tonight we're watching Summer Lovers, the Daryl Hannah movie from the 80s where she goes to Greece, and fantastic.
You have the oddest taste, my God.
Well, if you want to get in on it, guy, I can hear it in your voice. Just say so. You don't have to fudge around.
Does the envy come through that easily?
Well, I hear something. There's a little twinge. I pick up. I'm a comedian. I'm very perceptive. I pick up on the small details.
Well, I'm thinking if you're on Judge Judy and you get the death penalty, it would be a lethal injection from Bird, the bailiff.
Wait, what happened to the other guy, Morty or whatever? Wasn't there?
No. The bailiff. Bird has been with her forever.
Oh, I thought there was. Oh, I'm thinking of Wapner, Judge Wapner.
Oh my God, he's gone, isn't he?
Yeah, didn't he have a guy named Rudy or someone?
Yeah, he's about 100 years old.
Yeah, the guy looked like should have been named the Mummy. Forget about Rudy.
Fight breaks out, and he would just run the other way.
Yeah, like the Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz. What a joke! Have you ever had to go to court and do jury duty and all that stuff?
Oh, I did.
Was it a nightmare?
It was. I said guilty, and they said you're excused.
You did?
Yeah.
I got called for it like a few weeks ago, and then I was just sitting there dreading they were going to call my name. And all day long, they didn't call me. And then we're just about ready to leave, and they go, okay, we have one more case. And FYI, it'll be a minimum 16 days. Now, here are the names. And I thought because they hadn't called me all day that I was like, oh, great, I'm going to get called. Thankfully, I didn't get called. Holy smokes.
Well, if the lawyer had seen you skipping and whistling, he would have dismissed you right off the bat.
Well, that's what's interesting. It was my own case, so I guess I couldn't have been called to testify against myself.
No. You know, I actually got called as a witness to a guy there who got arrested for a burglary of a pizza place next to my old apartment. And somebody in the prosecutor's office found out that I heard the whole thing go down at like 2 in the morning when the cops were outside with the megaphones, right?
Yeah.
So I got to testify in court with the guy sitting right there, the burglar, who claimed that he didn't hear the cops. I said, well, it was so loud, I got out of bed with my hands up. And even the defendant laughed, and then he got convicted and is still serving time, I think.
So you were cracking the funnies in the middle? Some guy's life was hanging in the balance, and you were cracking the funnies?
Well, you know, it was true. That was the God's honest truth. I got out of bed because I thought they were talking to me.
Wow.
Anyway, we lead similar lives. Very strange.
Yeah, do you skip at all? Because,
you know, I used to, but then I got the look from my neighbors that you apparently are ignoring, and I stopped completely. Cold turkey, I stopped skipping.
All right, because I'm going to be up in your neighborhood, as you know, later this week, and if you wanted to do a couple of blocks, I'm down.
What are you doing tomorrow, Mike? Oh, I'm skipping with Harlan Williams.
There you go. Doesn't it sound right?
It does. Oddly, it makes sense, and I'm starting to question my own sanity after a couple of minutes with you. Well, you Canadian Americans are all alike.
That's right.
You have six senses of humor.
Six senses or six senses?
Both.
Okay.
So now when you're at Levity Live, what kind of stuff do you do? Just like this, like stream of consciousness?
Actually, I do. Yeah, there's a lot of just letting it roll. And I like to talk to the crowd a lot and just kind of talk the way we're talking and just like let stuff come out and let it happen. And I mean, I have a bunch of material that I've got planned out, but at any given moment I'll stray off the path and just have a blast with the crowd. So it's It's a fun show that I do. I'm one of those comics that a lot of customers will come back and see me more than once on the same weekend because they just know that every show is going to be something different. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Plus, they want to make sure they got it right the first time that you were nuts. Well, listen, Harlan, good to talk to you.
All right, buddy, and please check out harlanwilliams.com for all my latest tours and my podcast, The Harlan Highway. And thank you so much for tolerating me this morning. Well, we'll see you on the skipping trail, my friend.
All right, Harlan, all the best to you. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care. Happy holidays.
Bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
With comedian Harlan Williams, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.